Welcome back to the Conscious Pet Parent Podcast, where nature meets nurture and we explore smarter, more natural ways to care for your pets. I'm George, your host and fellow pet parent. Today, we're diving into something most of us look at almost every day, but might not truly understand: pet food labels. Those tiny ingredient lists printed on the back of your pet's food can feel like they're written in a foreign language sometimes, right? But decoding these labels is one of the most powerful skills you can develop as a pet parent. I'm not a veterinarian or a pet nutritionist. I'm just like you, someone who wants the absolute best for my furry family members. That's why I founded Pet Natural Supplies years ago and why I'm passionate about helping you understand what's going into your pet's bowl. First topic, the ingredient list and why order matters. Let's start with something fundamental. Ingredient lists are ordered by weight, with the heaviest ingredients coming first. This means the first five ingredients typically make up the bulk of the food. So when you see chicken as the first ingredient, that sounds great, right? But here's something that might surprise you. That chicken is measured before cooking, when it's full of water. After processing, that impressive-sounding first ingredient might contribute much less to the final product than you'd expect. And watch out for something called ingredient splitting, where a less desirable ingredient gets divided into multiple names to push them further down the list. For example, a food might list wheat flour, wheat middling, and wheat bran as three separate ingredients, making it seem like there's less wheat than there actually is. The same can happen with soy products, which might appear as soy flour, soy protein, and soy oil, all essentially from the same source. Now have a look at meat versus meat meal. What's the difference? Let's talk about something confusing. What's the difference between chicken and chicken meal on a label? Chicken means whole chicken, including water content. Chicken meal means chicken that's been rendered and had the water and fat removed, creating a concentrated protein powder. Surprisingly, chicken meal often provides more actual protein than whole chicken because it's so concentrated. But then there are ingredients like meat byproducts or animal digest. These can include parts of animals that aren't muscle meat, things like organs, which can be nutritious, but also less desirable parts. The problem is the quality can vary tremendously, and the label doesn't tell you which parts are included or where they came from. The other topic in ingredients is to look at common food allergens, the surprising truth. Here's something that might surprise you. When we talk about quality protein sources, we often recommend looking for specific, named meat sources like chicken or beef. But did you know that these very ingredients are among the most common food allergens for pets? According to veterinary dermatologists, the most common food allergens in dogs are beef, about 34% of food allergies, dairy products, about 17%, and chicken, about 15%. For cats, beef, fish, and chicken top the list of common allergens. This doesn't mean these ingredients are bad. They're excellent protein sources for most pets. But if your pet shows signs of food allergies or sensitivities, like chronic ear infections, itchy skin, digestive issues, or paw licking, it's worth discussing with your veterinarian whether a common protein might be the culprit. For pets with suspected food allergies, your vet might recommend a novel protein source, something your pet hasn't been exposed to before, or a specialized hydrolyzed protein diet, where the protein molecules are broken down to be less likely to trigger an allergic response. And don't forget about those chemical-sounding names. Don't be immediately alarmed by long chemical-sounding names. Some are just the technical terms for vitamins and minerals. For instance, pyridoxine hydrochloride is just vitamin B6, and tocopherols are forms of vitamin E that can serve as natural preservatives. But then there are synthetic additives that should raise eyebrows. BHA, BHT, ethoxyquin, propylene glycol, or artificial colors like red 40 or yellow 5. These are often used as preservatives or to make food look more appealing to humans. Remember, your pet doesn't care what color their food is. And here's something tricky. When you see natural flavoring on a label, it sounds good, right? But this term is incredibly vague. It could mean anything from concentrated meat stock to processed flavor enhancers that, while technically derived from natural sources, have been significantly altered in a laboratory. The truth is, truly natural, high-quality foods generally don't need a lot of flavor enhancers because the ingredients themselves provide the taste pets love. What are some hidden fillers to watch out for? Premium pet foods have come a long way, but many commercial pet foods still contain fillers, ingredients with little to no nutritional value that are used to bulk up the product or bind ingredients together. Common fillers to watch out for include white flour, peanut hulls, cottonseed hulls, cellulose, basically powdered wood pulp, and carrageenan, a thickener linked to digestive inflammation. These ingredients aren't necessarily harmful in small amounts, but they're certainly not providing much benefit to your pet. Here's another important one, the guaranteed analysis, beyond the percentages. Moving beyond ingredients, let's touch on the guaranteed analysis section that shows percentages of protein, fat, fiber, and moisture. These numbers matter, but they don't tell the whole story. A food might boast 30% protein, but if that protein comes from low-quality sources that are difficult for your pet to digest, much of it may pass right through their system without being utilized. Quality matters just as much as quantity when it comes to nutrition. This is where understanding ingredients becomes so important. Here are a few practical tips for pet parents. Number one, look for named meat sources. Chicken, beef, or salmon is better than vague terms like meat or animal. But remember, if your pet has allergies, you may need to seek out alternative protein sources. Number two, watch out for multiple forms of the same ingredient, especially when it comes to fillers and binders that might be split into different names. Number three, be skeptical of artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. Remember, your pet doesn't care what color their food is. Number four, consider food sensitivities. If your pet has ongoing ear infections, itchy skin, or digestive issues, they might be reacting to certain ingredients. Keep a food journal and discuss patterns with your vet. Number five, don't be fooled by the front of package marketing. Terms like premium, gourmet, and natural aren't regulated and may mean very little. Number six, look for whole food ingredients. Whole fruits and vegetables, named meat sources, and recognizable ingredients are generally better than highly processed alternatives. And here's something I've noticed over the years. The best pet food companies aren't hiding anything. They're proud of their ingredients and happy to explain exactly why each one is included. I'd like to conclude this episode with special considerations. Keep in mind that different pets have different needs. A growing puppy needs different nutrition than a senior cat. An active sporting dog has different requirements than a couch potato pug. And a pet with food allergies needs special consideration when it comes to protein sources. This is why it's so important to discuss your pet's specific dietary needs with your veterinarian, who can help you navigate these choices based on your pet's age, activity level, and health status. Your pet relies on you to make these choices. They can't read labels or research ingredients. Taking a few extra minutes to understand what's in their food is one of the most loving things you can do as a pet parent. If you found this information helpful, please share this episode with another conscious pet parent. And don't forget to follow the podcast so you never miss our weekly episodes where we dive into topics just like this one. You can explore trusted plant-based, true natural pet products anytime at PetNaturalSupplies.com, where we carefully vet products for ingredient quality and transparency. Just remember, always consult with your veterinary doctor for any questions related to your pet's specific health needs, especially if you suspect food allergies might be affecting your pet's well-being. This is George reminding you that being conscious about what goes in your pet's bowl is one of the greatest gifts you can give them. Until next week, when we'll be discussing the power of probiotics, natural gut health for dogs and cats.